We'll be talking to a couple of Chris's here on the show. Chris Mason to start the fourth and final hour. That's just around the corner in a little bit less than 30 minutes. And now we're going to speak with Chris Harris from WSMV, Channel 4, here in town on television. And we read you some of his tweets at the end of last hour, and it was interesting, Chris, seeing what Jason Stark put out there on Twitter. It certainly got our attention last night about some potential players, you know, that the MLB could use here from Nashville, and there could be some teams playing against each other. And lo and behold, you put out there that you had spoke with General Manager Adam Neuse of the Sounds, and it looks like there could be a 40-game season at First Horizon Park, which is the new name over there, and that could start as early as maybe July 23rd. And we're talking about 40 players, two teams playing against each other. Tell us more. We're really intrigued by this. When did you get wind of this?
Yeah, this morning I talked with Adam Neuse this morning because I was curious that after Jason Stark put out what he put out last night, he said actually that the Sounds were going to release all of this information on Monday, but then the news leaked out last night, and so that kind of got the ball rolling there. But yeah, it's interesting. They've been working on this plan for the last couple of months and then really got in touch with Major League Baseball. It showed some interest in working with them in the last two or three weeks. And so they've been putting this together and trying to figure out everything.
Well, it was interesting in kind of some of your follow-up tweets. You said Adam Neuse told you that the plan for games will be with or without Major League Baseball's cooperation.
Yeah, he said, you know, they're adamant about trying to put a product back out on the field. You know, since day one, when I talked to Adam this season after the shutdown, I talked to him two other times before today, and they've just been trying to figure out, you know, what can we do to put something out there, and that's it. We have a great venue. What can we do? So they've just been churning and trying to figure this out. And so, yeah, I guess this was the best possible scenario as far as baseball goes, you're trying to get something back there. And like I said, they're looking at 40 players with two teams, two managers of each team, and trying to play 40 games that start on July 23rd. But then the thread the needle situation is Nashville has to hit its phase four of, you know, reopening plan, which he says right now, according to the mayor's office, he's been in constant contact with them, trying to work with them through this plan. They're hopeful that that date's going to be July 20th. So they have a couple of days leeway before they get started. And then he says he hopes to have a 7 to 10 day window prior to the phase four beginning when they start bringing players in. So they're just kind of waiting and hoping that that we hit that phase four date so they can make this happen.
Was Adam able to get a little bit specific with you on where these players are going to come from? Is, you know, they're a Rangers affiliate. I mean, is this going to be guys in the Rangers organization heavy? Is this going to be guys from, you know, a couple guys from teams all around Major League Baseball? Is this going to be free agents, guys out there with no affiliation? Any idea the pool of players, where they're going to come from?
Didn't get into specifics with that. He said, you know, if Major League Baseball gets involved with them, then they can help funnel some players, you know, that may obviously that won't be on the Major League teams or their taxi squad, but guys who have had big league experience who can be, you know, ready to go at the drop of the hat. Like, let's say if a team, you know, gets four, five, six guys who, you know, acquire a COVID-19 disease and have to go down and they need supplemental players somehow, that they can pull them right back up and fit them in. So if MLB helps them out in that route, then it could be, yeah, guys who have MLB experience or just other minor leaguers. But he says if they go it alone, it's still other minor leaguers or free agents, and he's just trying to pull together a roster right now.
So it sounds to me, speaking with Chris Harris from WSMV Channel 4 here in town, it sounds to me if they were working with Major League Baseball, it would have to be a certain type of player, right? It would have to be either a former big leaguer or a guy that has had big league experience or maybe on the cusp of becoming a big leaguer. It was at the AAA level already. Because if they do have to use players where they test positive that are currently on, or somebody gets hurt, and you're looking for a guy to be pulled up and put on your MLB roster, they'd have to be MLB ready. So that would basically eliminate rookies or guys in lower tiers of minor leagues. True?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you make the case for that, definitely. But, you know, it's such a fluid situation that obviously everyone's going to want the best players possible for their situation. But, yeah, for what you're saying definitely makes sense.
Chris Harris is with us. We're talking about potentially a couple of teams being formed to play at the Sound Stadium while baseball gets going here. So, Chris, you hit on the key point, especially from the Sound standpoint. If they can't hit Phase 4 and you can't sell tickets, can they still have the games with no fans there, or is that not of interest to the Sounds?
I don't think they would be able to do that. The Sounds are absorbing the cost of this too. The money would be similar to what it was with these minor leaguers who were getting paid, you know, up through the month of June, what by most clubs, you know, the $400 a week thing. So that's what the Sounds would pay each of these players. And obviously they wouldn't be able to do that, or wouldn't want to be able to do that, if they didn't have some type of revenue coming in. So even at 25% capacity, which is what they would be limited to according to news, they'd need some way to offset those costs. So he said there'd be about a week or so leeway if they had to delay Phase 4 opening by a week. They could maybe do that, but he said the 40 games, as far as how it's going to work and be cost-effective, they'd have to hit that mark with fans in the stands in order to do that.
So they would have to pay the players. There's no scenario where teams would lend out players that they're paying to fill out that roster?
I do not know the answer to that question, since it's all – he says it's all very fluid. He described it as a roller coaster. They, you know, as Major League Baseball, and according to him, and the Players Association, have gone back and forth with their different plans. He says that how Nashville has fit into each plan has been a part of those discussions. And so it's been a roller coaster of ups and downs as they've waited to kind of find out all the particulars.
And I was reading some of the coverage in The Athletic, apparently, and they mentioned Nashville as one of the lead cities here, but apparently there's some other parks that might try to put something like this together if it meant that, you know, they could pull this off as opposed to having no games at all.
Yeah, and I asked him if he knew of any other minor league teams that were trying to do that. He said he wasn't sure about minor league teams. Now, the independent leagues, which are different than that, he said he thought it's the same thing that you probably read, too, in The Athletic. Maybe some of those could go that route, but he's not sure about any other minor league teams.
Well, I guess we just have to keep our fingers crossed here, and this all, again, is the key is to get to Phase 4. We've made it to Phase 3, and let's hope the news is good as we move forward here. But it'd be fun. And Chris, Darren and I would like to go out and hit fungos and shag flies for this team. It sounds to me like the budget might be tight, so I don't know if we can actually get paid for that. We were thinking to make an extra $400 a week. That's not a bad idea, but it sounds like a lot has to happen there.
It does. Maybe if you paid them $400 a week, you guys could go out there and
maybe that may be our best shot, and they're still
I would
still
think there'd be
here.
Interest in that.
Did Adam tell you the names of the teams? Do we know?
The names of which teams? That they're going to have here? No. Didn't even get that far. No.
Okay. Well, I was going to say I could get together a mascot outfit. I could try maybe to be a mascot of one of these teams. I don't know.
Yeah, there has to be a uniform design. There's got to be somebody making uniforms. This is big. These are important questions.
You can go down to the local sports store, right, and just snag some uniforms on discount since you're buying in bulk.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, like the local softball team.
Yeah.
Chris, good stuff. Good work on this. It certainly had our attention when Jason Stark put that out there, but you heightened that, I guess, you know, how we felt about it by putting all this information out there that was not out there. So good job by you, and thanks for coming on.
Yeah, you know, it's just like news wants what we all want, right? Sports back and things that we can go to. So they're doing their best to try to make that happen. And like you said, you know, it's all kind of contingent upon the city moving into Phase 4, hopefully over the next month. So keep our fingers crossed.
We will indeed do that. Thanks for coming on.
Sure, guys.
Chris Harris, WSMV, Channel 4 here in town, and it is contingent on them going to Davidson County, going to Phase 4, which hopefully will indeed happen. And we're talking about a timeline of about, well, that would be almost almost a month from now, right? When they're kind of hopeful that that would happen, a little bit shy of a month from now.
Yeah, I think it would line up with the Major League Baseball season.
Yeah, interesting. All right, we will come back and close up shop for hour number three. We'll do that on the other side. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.